Today we welcome our college students from Christendom College who are here today to do some door-to-door evangelization with our local members of the Legion of Mary. I wanted to speak for a few moments this morning about evangelization and really what is door-to-door evangelization. Why is it so vital for the life of the church? Well, first of all, when you go knocking on doors, you are fulfilling the commandment of Christ. Right before the Lord's ascension, He gave us a commandment. And He said, go out into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means we just can't sit here in a church and wait for people to visit us. How do we reach to those people that never go to church or that go on Christmas and Easter? But there are countless people out there that are unchurched. And today when you do your door-to-door visits for a couple hours this morning, some of you will be meeting some atheists, perhaps some agnostics, perhaps some non-Christians, perhaps will be Jewish, Muslim, Buddhist, Hindus. Others will be meeting non-Catholic Christians. You'll meet Methodists and Lutherans and Presbyterians and Episcopalians and Lutherans. You'll meet different non-Christians. And then some of you will be meeting fallen away Catholics, those that were baptized Catholic, but for whatever reason, one reason or another, they have drifted away from the church. And then you'll be meeting some practicing Catholics that faithfully attend church and trying to live a spiritual life. What is your goal? Well, your goal, of course, is to be an instrument of God to try to bring them, each person you meet, one step closer to God. To try to bring them, ultimately, to the one true faith founded by Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. So we meet people where they are, but we don't leave them where they are. We try to bring them a little higher, a little bit closer to Almighty God. And that could be planting the seed in the atheist's mind that there is a God who loves them, who created them, who even died for them. To let our non-Christians know that Jesus Christ is God, that He is the eternal Son of God, and that they should come to get to know Christ and give their lives to Christ and become a Christian, and ultimately a complete Christian, which is a Catholic Christian. And then we want to invite our separated brethren who have our common belief in Christ to experience the fullness and the beauty and the richness of the Catholic faith, the one faith founded by Christ 2,000 years ago. Because even though they may be good Christians, they don't yet have everything that we have. For example, they don't have the seven sacraments. They don't have confession. They don't have the Holy Eucharist, confirmation, or the anointing of the sick. See, we have something to offer them. That's why going door to door is such a blessing, because we're not there to sell anything. The hardest thing is going door to door trying to sell something. We're not there to sell anything. We're there to give. We're there to give the fullness of our faith, our love for the Lord, our love for the church that He founded, and to give them Christ. We know that St. Augustine says that their hearts are restless until they rest in God. So people that you meet today will have a restless heart. There's something lacking in their life. If they don't have God, if they don't have Christ, if they don't have the sacraments, and don't have the church, then we have something to offer them, which is the fullness of the Catholic faith founded by Jesus Christ. Their hearts are restless, and we have a treasure to offer them. And amazing things happen when we go and knock on doors. A certain percentage of the people will come back to church and will become Catholic just from one visit. Maybe it's 1%, maybe it's 5%, maybe it's 10%. But even just from one visit, somebody's life can be changed. Last year, our legionaries were going door to door on a Saturday morning, just like today. They knocked on a door. A gentleman came to the door And the legionaries said, you know, hi, we're from Holy Trinity Catholic Church. We're here to make friends with everyone and to invite you to come visit our church and learn more about our Catholic faith. And the fella, his eyes started to tear up. He began to cry a little bit and said, I think Jesus must have sent you here. I think Jesus must have sent you here. He was in his 60s. He was dying of cancer. He had been a Catholic as a boy, raised Catholic, but about the age of 20 had fallen away from the church for whatever reason. 40 years away from the Catholic Church. The legionaries had a wonderful visit with him, prayed with him, talked to him. He wanted to come back to church, but he didn't know how. He didn't know, what do you do? Just walk up to a church and say, I want to come back. So he didn't know what to do. So they arranged for me to go down and see him. I went a few days later, heard his beautiful confession, gave him communion, the anointing of the sick. And for the next 6 months before his death from cancer, his devout wife, who was a devout Baptist, brought him every Sunday to Mass. He died, was buried from this church, a very saintly and very holy man who suffered so much from cancer, but was able to be brought back really in the last months of his life through a simple knock on the door. Hi, we're visiting all the people from Holy Trinity Catholic Church. We're here to make friends with everyone and invite you to learn more about our faith. Another time, legionaries were visiting a family. They knocked on the door. A young mom answered. They had three kids, probably ages 2, 4, and 6 at the time. And again, very similar situation. She and her husband were both baptized Catholic, raised Catholic. But, you know, none of the kids were baptized. They had drifted away from the church about the time of their wedding. So the legionaries worked with them and got them to, invited them to come to church. They began attending Mass. I began working with them. They attended RCIA just to brush up on their faith, received the other sacraments that they needed, the marriage blessing in the church. The three kids were baptized. That year, after RCIA, they both started teaching CCD at the parish and are very much practicing Catholics today. Again, thanks to a simple knock on the door. So a certain percentage of people will come back to the church and back to the faith just by one visit. Other times it'll take countless visits, week after week, month after month, year after year. And that's what our local Legion of Mary will do, is follow up on these cases. So when you go, you take the packets of Catholic literature that we have, including a letter from me, the parish bulletin, literature, especially the Miraculous Medal. It's not called miraculous for without a reason. It's miraculous. People that have been given the medal have converted, have come back to the sacrament. So always give and offer this free Christian gift to everyone. The medal of our Blessed Mother. And of course, leave the literature. Even if somebody's not home, you don't leave a sacramental, of course, but you leave the welcome packet. And many times people will come to church just because they picked up this packet underneath their doormat. And they read it, and they read the bulletin, they read the information about confession, and they came back just because of that. And today, whenever you meet a fallen away Catholic, not only give them Miraculous Medal and the literature, but give them the Father Carapi CD. He was away from the church for 20 years. He once had to say, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 20 years since my last confession. That's such an inspiring testimony that when you give it to fallen away Catholics, they think, well, if he came back after 20 years, then I can come back as well. For any non-Catholic Christians, give the Scott Hahn Conversion CD. Again, a very powerful conversion from an anti-Catholic Protestant minister who worked his way through, you know, the big issues, sola scriptura and sola fide, to the realization that the Catholic Church was the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church founded by Christ. So that's really what you're out to do. You're out to make yourself an instrument of God. And through humility, through charity, through kindness, to invite people to experience the beauty of the Catholic faith, the fullness of the faith founded by Christ. And while they're out there for a couple hours this morning visiting, I ask all of you to remember them in your prayers, in your rosary this morning, in your other prayers before the Blessed Sacrament, that the Lord will touch the hearts of the people that they're going to visit, that the guardian angels will go ahead of them to open up the mind and the hearts of the people that will be visited to be receptive and open to the gospel message that you're going to bring. God bless you.